This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. Saudi Arabia's King Salman opened the Group of 20 summit on Saturday with the coronavirus pandemic overshadowing this year's gathering of heads of state. From Cairo, Edward Uranian reports.
The king said G20 nations must continue to support the world economy, including trade and the movement of people. He said all must give the young a chance for a better job with a solid education. Russian President Putin, whose speech was not carried live on Saudi TV, was reported by Saudi media to have called for a coronavirus vaccine available to all. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said decisions stemming from the summit would be decisive for minimizing the negative effects of COVID-19 for the world and in responding to the world's expectations. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The Islamic State's affiliate in Afghanistan is being blamed for a deadly morning mortar and rocket attack that killed at least 8 people and wounded several others in Kabul on Saturday. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
The explosions set off warning sirens from embassies, and the attack comes just 2 days before a major conference for Afghanistan in Geneva. Afghanistan's Ministry of Interior said along with the dead, dozens more have been injured in the blast, with many requiring hospital treatment. Spokesman Tariq Arian said terrorists mounted 14 rockets in a small truck and set them off. He added that an investigation was ongoing to find out how the vehicle got inside the city. One of the rockets landed close to the Iranian embassy, but it later said in a statement that there were no casualties among its staff.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. This is